Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
He's gone absolutely crazy, so says Donald Trump, on Truth Social of Vladimir Putin after weekend attacks on Ukraine. Now, Kyiv has come under attack for a third night in a row, according to the city's military chief. Last night saw the largest drone attack on Ukraine so far, even as the warring countries have completed this large-scale prisoner exchange. It all comes a day after the biggest aerial attack of the war so far killed at least 12 people. Dozens were injured. There were damage caused to civilian infrastructure too, and the attacks come exactly a month after Donald Trump's plea of Vladimir stop. Well, he also had stern words for the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Well, I'm joined by Christopher Miller now, Chief Correspondent with the Financial Times in Ukraine. Hello, Christopher.
Good morning.
It sounds like it was a very difficult night in Kyiv, the largest drone attack since the beginning of this assault on Ukraine by Russia.
That's right. Russia's launched three consecutive major air attacks here in Ukraine over the last three nights, and they've only gotten bigger. Friday saw a massive attack of 300 plus drones and missiles. They upped the number overnight on Saturday, Sunday, and then last night we just got the numbers back from the Ukrainian Air Force, and it looks like 355 drones, 9 more missiles were launched overnight. This was a huge attack. It was a very noisy night. Explosions and sirens rang out, and people did what they could to stay safe and seek shelter.
I see that there's been a Russian spokesperson out in the last couple of minutes saying that these attacks were in retaliation for what Ukraine was doing. They're also asked about those comments from Donald Trump, where he said that Vladimir Putin had gone absolutely crazy. And they say that there's a lot of emotional overload happening now. What's the logic, do you think, from your perspective, of this increased rate of drone attack on Ukraine?
Yeah, you know, I think it's Russia certainly testing Trump and seeing if he is essentially going to put his money where his mouth is, right? He has threatened Russia with sanctions and used these tough words and this rhetoric that we're now hearing about him being angry at Putin and calling him crazy. But what we know and what we have reported at the Financial Times, speaking with our sources, is that just 1 week ago when Trump called President Volodymyr Zelensky here and was on the line with other European leaders, he explicitly told them that he was not prepared to sanction Russia and apply more pressure, that he wanted to get Russia to come to the negotiating table, and he thought that sanctions would push Russia further away. So to the Ukrainians, they view these attacks as Russia really testing Trump, dragging him along, slow walking these negotiations, simply because Vladimir Putin is not prepared to end his war.
It's a risky game, though, Russia is playing here with the American president, not least because of his unpredictability. But, you know, he certainly in the last couple of weeks, we have seen Donald Trump taking a different view of Vladimir Putin.
Risky, sure, but you know they've had success, I think, right? To this point, Donald Trump has not hit Russia with new sanctions. He's been very hesitant to do so, and just as I mentioned, explicitly said that he wouldn't. So I think the big question is, you know, what his red line will be, when he is going to be prepared to use the leverage that he has through those sanctions, or if he is willing to do that. That's certainly what the Ukrainians here are pushing for. We saw Andriy Yermak, the chief of staff of Zelensky, today saying that more sanctions and pressure on Russia are needed. This echoes, of course, what Zelensky has said time and time again over the past several weeks.
And we also heard from Poland this morning, and they said that they had scrambled their aircraft to secure their airspace. Is that unusual when the attacks come so close to their border, Christopher?
This isn't the first time, but it is unusual. And it just shows the risk of these large scale attacks, right? Russia is launching hundreds of explosive drones and ballistic and cruise missiles at Ukraine, which shares a border with several EU countries and NATO members. And so they're not only attacking Ukraine, but they are putting NATO and EU countries at risk here. And there has been debris that's been shot down on the other side of the border. Many people wonder if it's only a matter of time before one of these misses a target and comes crashing down in one of those EU or NATO countries bordering Ukraine. So this is a big risk on Russia's part, certainly.
And then we had the prisoner exchange at the weekend. Really, that was the only fruitful result from those talks in Turkey earlier in the month. But it did happen. The exchange happened. But given what we have seen over the last 2 nights, it hasn't taken us much further along than that.
That's right. It hasn't. No one here is under any illusion that it will. There are hundreds of very relieved families who saw their loved ones return home after months, or in some cases, years of really difficult Russian captivity. That, of course, is a positive development anytime Ukraine can return its prisoners of war. But that said, the Ukrainians still do not see any indication that Russia is willing to sit down and negotiate an end to its war in good faith. Rather, they see it dragging its feet, stringing Donald Trump along, playing for time, and continuing these horrific, deadly attacks.
And Russia also saying in those statements this morning from the Kremlin that they've captured two border villages in Ukraine's Sumy region. What is the latest on that and what's happening on the eastern front here?
Sure. Well, up in that northeastern corner of Ukraine and Russia's Kursk region, the Russians have almost completely expelled Ukrainian forces from the Kursk region that Ukraine had invaded in August. Now the Russians are threatening to create what Vladimir Putin has called a buffer zone, what the Ukrainians believe to be another potential incursion into Sumy, Ukraine's Sumy Oblast or region, to take more territory. Further south is where the hottest point of the front line is right now, and that's in Donetsk Oblast or Donetsk region. This around the towns of Pokrovsk, Toretsk, a lot of places that have become datelines and news stories, right, are now the sites of Russian advances, and we're seeing Russia's ground offensives also step up in recent weeks. And what analysts and intelligence officials here in Kiev are telling me is that they expect a larger Russian offensive in that area to come.
Christopher, thank you very much for joining us. Christopher Miller, their chief correspondent with the Financial Times in Ukraine.